Hi there. You're listening to the Voice with Action podcast. I am your host, Deb Balico.
And I am Rebecca Pratt, co-founder and president of Orphan Relief and Rescue. Tune in to be awakened and inspired to take action towards what you were created to do in this world, to live fully alive.
Hello, and welcome to the Voice with Action podcast. I'm here with Rebecca, and today we're going to talk about a brand new book that Rebecca has out. It's on Amazon. I'll make sure that the link is in our show notes. It's called Mission Trip, The Ultimate Guide, Preparing Yourself to Go. So Rebecca has over 25 years experiencing leading teams into developing countries. So many people have asked her questions. How do I best lead a team? How do I, you know, spiritually prepare? What about details of what to pack and, you know, health and safety and navigating cultural differences and fundraising? The list goes on. And so she decided to compile it all into a book that's available for churches or anyone that wants to go overseas and doing ministry work. So it will help you stay healthy, both physically and emotionally. And it also has a section that prepares leaders with team building activities to unify the team. So Rebecca, I'd love to jump in and have you share a little bit more about this book.
Yeah, this is really, it's been a couple years in the making, mainly because we have started taking more teams into West Africa with us. These are things that I personally wish I knew 25 years ago. If I had known what's in this book 25 years ago, it would have saved me lots of sickness, lots of heartache, lots of mishaps. And this is just, yeah, what I want to spare people from what I've had to go through in hardship. This is exciting for leaders, especially because it gives you a guidebook on pretty much everything you need to know to prepare your team for. But this is also going to be a requirement for every team member going on a trip with us personally, as well as I suggest that anyone going on a mission trip in general, any developing country, this would be the guidebook that you want to get. This starts with the power of prayer and how important it is to have a solid prayer life before you go, praying God's will into existence even before you hit the ground of where you're going. This is also helping you walk through expectations that we all have. We all go to these areas and we think, oh, we're going to do this and that, and God's going to be amazing. And we have these extra expectations. And for me, I've had them all in the past as well. And many expectations have to be broken. And so it's how we deal with those broken expectations that will determine how our trip will go from there. Also, the part of preparing our heart is so incredibly important. If we do not prepare our heart appropriately, we are going to just have things sabotaged all around us. And so I guide you in how to prepare your heart with, you know, some people call these things, you know, cleaning your heart up. For me, I have these certain questions that I ask myself about, you know, am I carrying any unforgiveness with anybody? Is there something that the Lord's prompting me that I need to deal with before I leave that I've offended somebody? Things that are heart issues that I want to have basically a prepared heart, a clean heart before I go. The enemy wants to completely sabotage your mission trip, completely destruct everything about it, because that's the enemy's plan and that's the enemy's mission, is to sabotage and kill, steal, and destroy everything that the Lord wants to do. And we don't want to be a part of that, I would say, allowing the enemy to have a foothold. And so if we don't prepare our heart appropriately, we are allowing the enemy to have a complete foothold in our life and in our trip, honestly. That's where lots of misunderstandings happen. That's where lots of internal, you know, you hear how many teams, you know, their unity was completely disrupted. Like, that's the enemy's plan. So this really just gets you in a heart preparation to really walk through whatever God prompts your heart to deal with before you go. And then, you know, even when you're on the trip, God's going to deal with you in certain ways as well. If you're open to Him dealing with things that you need to address in your life, and, you know, this is a fluid relationship with the Lord. And so he's constantly showing us new things and heart things that we need to navigate and deal with the Lord. But if we can deal with those things, we will have a completely different trip than if we don't deal with those things. And so I walk you through that process, which is really a beautiful process. It's not a scary process. It's a beautiful process. But like I told you before, in the early years, I didn't know how to even do that. So I want to guide you in that. There's also cultural differences that you're going to encounter when you go into these developing nations. And I want to help you just deal with the cultural differences. And, you know, there's different things. We had one team that went with us, and all the ladies on my team had anklets, and they were cute little anklets. You know, I didn't think anything of it. And at the end, they left, and I stayed a day or two after they had left. And my West African team, who was on staff, they said, "Hey, Rebecca, we need to ask you something." And I said, "What?" And they said, "Were all of those women prostitutes that you brought?" And I was like, "What? Why would you think that?" And they said, "Because they all wore anklets, and only the prostitutes wear anklets here." And I was like, "No, they were not prostitutes. And why did you not say anything while they were here?" And they said, "Well, we just didn't know if we should bring this up. We were a little embarrassed about it too, because, you know, we didn't know what that meant." So I was like, oh, so now I give my team, wherever I go, I give our teams, our local teams, I say, please speak into anything that is culturally not acceptable or that gives off the wrong idea of what we do. So I list different things in this book as well about that. It's always important to ask who you're going to serve with. If there's anything culturally with different things that you do in one of the West African countries where we serve, you know, you should not hand a microphone with your left hand to a chief or an official, because the left hand is considered unclean and it's dishonoring. So you only hand the microphone with the right hand to the chief or the official. And I learned that one the hard way as well, and got reprimanded by my staff. "Oh no, you did this and you should not do that. That's very dishonoring." It's like, okay, thank you for telling me too late. But I want to spare you from those cultural differences that we do have. So these are just things that will help you in that realm. Fundraising. People are always wondering, how am I going to get the money for my mission trip? I don't know how to do this. And I take you through that process of how to fundraise effectively, what to pack practically. There's a lot of things with packing that are just practical little things that you learn. One example is marking your suitcase super well and taking a picture of your suitcases after you pack it, because when you get to that other country, most likely they don't speak the language you do. So if your luggage gets lost, like mine do on a regular basis, I can pull up my picture and show the person who can't speak the same language as me, and I can point to, this is what it looks like. And then they write all the notes in their language about what it looks like, because they saw an actual picture of my actual luggage. And that is how I get back most of my luggage. Some of it's still missing out there, but most of my luggage comes back to me because I have documented a picture of it. So those are just little details that I also are preparing people practically for, as well as leaders. There's lots of things for the leaders of just unity-wise, preparing your team with team-building exercises and activities. One of my favorites that if you've gone on a team with us is the highs and lows. What is some of the most difficult things that you've had to deal with today or this week? And what are the exciting, beautiful God moments that you've, you know, were your highs this year? I also use it for my grandkids. I use it pretty much probably every week with my grandkids. What's your high? What's your low? So it can be used back home as well. And there's things in this that you will be taught as well, or encouraged to bring home to just integrate back home. And I also prepare you for home. You know, how do you deal with the jet lag things? And how do you deal with people that are asking you about your trip? You know, this is a big one for me, is people are in passing, this happens mainly at church or actually anywhere, but they'll say, hey, how was your trip? And they literally only have 15 to 30 seconds of their time to give you. And it's literally, you can say, oh, it was great. And that's nice. But then you go away going, okay, it was more than great. God just completely wrecked me. And it was incredible. And so how I deal with the not being disappointed in myself because I didn't tell anything about the trip because I wasn't prepared, I tell team members to prepare a little 30-second what you're going to say, something that was very impactful to you on that trip that you can summarize in 30 seconds. It could be, you know, we literally were able to minister to kids that have been intercepted from being sold into slavery. And it was so powerful. Like, it could be just that simple. That's your 30 second. If somebody has more than 30 seconds to, you know, have time-wise, maybe a minute or 2 minutes, you expound on that story, but you have it all in writing so ahead of time so that you've practiced what you're going to say when people ask you in passing. Because otherwise, you're going to go away disappointed that you could not share anything about this incredible trip that just literally changed your life or changed how you look at God, and you want to be able to share that. And honestly, the people who are asking do want to hear a little tidbit of what God has done. So we're doing a disservice to ourselves if we don't prepare ahead of time, as well as we're not adequately being able to share a little tidbit of the beauty of what God has done. So I take this home as well. You know, at home, God is always speaking to us in our own quiet time and challenging us. It's beautiful to be able to share that with others, what God is challenging us with, or different things that He is showing us that could really help others in their life as well. And so maybe even preparing a little 30-second to a minute thing back home with what the Lord is showing you, whether it's post-trip or it's in your own life. And so there's lots of things that even when you read this, that you can take home to actually implement into your daily life, just as somebody who loves Jesus and wants to affect others with that same love of Jesus.
Yeah, I'm going to interject one thing here. I do think it's helpful too, when you go on a trip, there is an element of culture shock and where you really are wrecked by God. So by giving yourself the time when you come home to kind of organize your thoughts, organize your feelings, because it is hard coming back, you know, to such affluence. And so it allows even space for you to process all the amazing things that God has done and all of your many feelings, so that when someone asks you and you have these inner, you know, like almost like a war inside, if you're like, why do we have so much wealth here? Why is there so much injustice? Kind of have been able to process through all of those feelings and have a little synopsis that the other person in front of you could hear and receive and still be wowed by what God is doing wherever you visited, but then also how He wanted to use your team.
Absolutely. And then what do we do also when we come home with what we've just learned? How can we implement that into our life here at home? And how does that translate into our life was changed? God did incredible, radical things. We will never be the same. And now we come home. And how do you live normal life? You know? And so it really does help you be guided in that process with the Lord and the journaling that you can do and the processing with the Lord and just having action points in your own life to not forget these beautiful things that God has done in your life. And yeah, just utilizing, not losing what God did and not losing that experience to just being an experience, but literally allowing it to change how you live life in a more beautiful, purposeful way with the Lord in a different way. And honestly, okay, I've been doing this for 25 years. Every single trip I go on, God is teaching me new things. I'm making sure that I don't forget them because I do write them down. I put them somewhere where I'm not going to forget about what God did. You know, He wanted the Israelites to write down those beautiful miracles of what He did in the Old Testament. That's what He wants to do in our life. And so these trips, we need to set things in motion of how we won't forget and won't forget his faithfulness. And so my encouragement always to team members is take your journal and on your way home, you know, write out these little tidbits of these stories of what was so impactful to you if you didn't, you know, during the time, because a lot of people do journal during their trip. But yeah, don't forget God's faithfulness, and then put into practices when you get home to do what God has prompted you to do, even in the field. Take that home with you and let it change you into the person that God is wanting you to become in sync with him. And so, yeah, there's beautiful things that God is teaching us all the time.
Yeah. One thing I really liked about the book was having a teachable spirit, you know, when you go overseas. So it has to do with the whole section that's on preparation and preparing your heart. And because I think that we go with this expectations and enthusiasm, you know, like, what am I going to do? How do I want to change the world, God? And it's about us, as opposed to coming in with a posture of surrender and a teachable spirit of seeing like, God, what are you doing in the world? What are you doing here? And what do you want to teach me? How can I learn from these people? How can I learn from, you know, whoever you're traveling with? And really believe the majority of these trips, it's about God accessing our heart. A lot of times it is an invitation into what he's doing around the world, but so much of it is building our trust. And God, who are you? I'm wowed by who you are and what you're doing. And so that's the section that I really liked in the book, is that posture.
Yeah. And if you're not going on a foreign mission, you can still completely get a lot out of even a stateside mission through these, because the steps are the same, not going with expectation and preparing your heart appropriately and the prayer behind it. And then the cultural shock, whether it's on the streets of Seattle or on the streets of Austin, or, you know, I had a mission little trip to the streets of Austin, and that's a whole nother cultural thing. You know, there's similar things that we need to take with preparing ourselves for these different mission trips wherever we go. This book is, I would say, an ultimate guide for the developing country, but it also very much is a guide for anyone who is wanting to serve outside of what they're used to serving in. And it prepares you in many different aspects, personally and internally with the Lord.
Yeah. So if you would like to get a copy of this book, you can go to Amazon. We will have a link in the show notes. If you have any additional questions for us about traveling, you're feel free to email info@orphanreliefandrescue.org. And we look forward to seeing you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Voice with Action podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, would you consider sharing or subscribing to this podcast and leave a 5-star review to help us grow? If you want to reach us or help us end child trafficking in West Africa, go to orphanreliefandrescue.org. That's orphanreliefandrescue.org. See you next week.